It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We're back and getting ready for the next match. This one will be against Buckeye Central, who I've found out that they beat St. Henry in two sets. So we know that St. Henry is traditionally really good, and I'm sure they're still really good this year. And this team beat them 2-0, just the same way. I didn't see the scores, but they may have been as close as ours were with Rushi, or they may not have. But this is going to be a pretty tough set for us, or match for us. So I guess we'll see how this all goes. And it's just kind of interesting now that generally in this invitational, Fort Recovery wins in this gym, St. Henry wins in the other gym, and then we trade victories in that final game. And this year it's not happening that way. We lost here, they lost there. And everybody around here kind of knew Rushi was pretty good because they're close to us. And Buckeye Central has come in here, and they've looked decent over the years, but they haven't been in the same class as Fort Recovery and St. Henry. This year, apparently, they are.
And I think back in, I think it was the year before, I think Madison was a junior, or they came in just off of a state championship. Buckeye Central did. So,
well, they didn't look that good here.
Yeah, and we beat them, but they had just lost like six people year before at the state, state tournament. And I think they had a girl that went to play, several that went to play D1 that year.
So they
have a good program. It's just like everybody else. You go through those cycles where you lose a whole slew and you got to replace.
So
maybe they've replaced.
This is going to be a good one. I hope we don't have our second loss of the day.
And then we
go play St. Henry.
Who knows what's going to happen down there.
If Rushi beats them and Buckeye Central beats us, that's going to be a knockdown drag out.
Yep, sure is.
Because neither team wants to go
another loss.
Go with a loss all day.
That Rushi team was good. I think they could definitely give St. Henry a good game. I haven't seen, I watched St. Henry over the summer. It's hard to really get a good grasp of play during the summer because coaches are just trying things and nothing's consistent.
Yeah, and if they were in a little bit of a funk like we were the first game, maybe the first set we played against Rushi, maybe that is what happened to them. I don't want to face them with two losses.
No,
but
definitely not. And they don't want to face us with two losses either. So we'll both be looking at each other,
we don't want to do that. so we both better step up a little bit on this one.
I agree.
We'll be broadcasting this match here with Buckeye Central, and then we'll be simulcasting the final match in the gym because we won't have time to tear our equipment down and get it set back up in there in time to do it. So, looks like we're getting ready to.
That's good. It gives me a break. I can actually get consistent stats for tournaments. I mean, I think I'm doing all right. I think I'm keeping up, but I have another helper with stats, so that's huge. So we're just no warm ups. We're just going at it. We're going to play.
Yep.
So,
while he's counting players and checking the numbers, next week. We play volleyball at Salina. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. That's at their middle school on the west edge of town. Thursday, volleyball at Parkway, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. It'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast on Tuesday. Then Friday, it's football at Anna with the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So that's the things coming up next week. So it looks like we're pretty close to ready. It looks like the side official over there is going to get him a little sip of water, and players seem ready. They're pointing at each other. And now he's getting the game ball.
Oh, he was kicking out the game. He was soccer balling the game ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what was
wasn't
going
sure
on there.
Either. So starting here for our girls, we got in the front row, we have Tegan, Grace, and Mara. We'll see if we get this quick little side out. Left-handed serving. to Aubrey, to Faith, to Grace with a nice strong hit, but nice and easy play. To Mara, who gets a phenomenal dig. Absolutely phenomenal. And Aubrey with a great dig. Mara with a great save. I feel like that's legal now. I'm not sure that's legal. Travis, that's legal. That is legal. She's allowed to do that. Travis.
Well, he didn't think so.
That's legal.
Gosh dang it. I just looked right at Tiffany and she didn't see me. That is totally
But they'd
legal.
Have to be able to read your lips.
Yeah. So I can't do that.
We're down 2-0.
They got me up here looking like I'm having a seizure. And anywho, down 2-0. Nice left-hand server, Aubrey, to Faith, out to Tegan at the 10-foot line again, and it goes out of bounds. So, you know, when we've got our hitters hitting at the 10-foot line, it's just not a...
Yeah.
We're just not going to get the kills.
Yeah, let's get them up around the net.
Yeah,
let's
we need to get them
out
on the net. Another left-hand serve, Marissa. Stay there. That one's a little too tight.
Yep. Didn't go high enough, I think.
Nope.
Grace didn't have time to come up and get that one.
Nope.
4-0 Indians down.
Yep.
And we don't have rosters, so we can't give you any names for the Buckeye Central Bucks players.
Marissa. Kinda
jammed Marissa. And
she sure did.
Yep. She hit it down instead of up.
Sure did. Mm.
Yeah. 5.
So now they're going to hide
0.
Marissa here.
Is there a skunk in the volleyball?
There could be.
25-0 is
probably what it
is. Short
serve to Aubrey, to Faith, jump set, and Grace just absolutely mashes that
was a
ball.
Good one. That was a good one.
Absolutely mashes it. She only had one blocker, and she said, I'm coming unloaded. So, and then she goes back to serve. So that put Whitley in the front row with Mara and Tegan, she misses a serve.
That one, another inch higher, would have probably hit that loose net and flopped over.
It probably would have. But Indians down 6-1. So, back to serve receive, Mara, Marissa, Aubrey. And goes to Aubrey, to Faith, back set to Whitley at the 10-foot line. She hits it in. She gets her. But again, it's set at the 10-foot line, and that really makes it hard on our hitters to get a kill. So as long as we can find the hole and see it, it's going to happen. But, man, we got to really fight a lot harder to get that kill. So Tegan back to serve. Nice serve. Great pass. Middle hitter gets to it. Mara. Mara gets another phenomenal pancake dig, and Whitley can't quite come up with the help.
She's so fast
to the ball. That's her second pancake in 7 points.
They blocked that and went kind of down, and she got under it. But
Indians down 2-7. Marissa at the 10-foot line. Mara, middle hit. And then it goes out of bounds. Yes. So Mara gets a hit out of the middle, but again, it's behind the 10-foot line. At first, I thought she was a back row tacker.
Yeah, and I was.
But she wasn't. She was a front row tacker hitting it behind the 10-foot line.
I couldn't see fast enough if we touched it. Nobody complained, so obviously we did not.
Yeah, Buppy goes back to serve. Nice serve, and they handle it well. And she doesn't call the double. I think she's snoozing up there.
Those 4 or 5 hits.
I want to yell at her, but I'm an official. I can't. Yeah. Some of those officials just let those go.
As long as they're calling it both ways, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that one was pretty ugly, though. And you just can't let those go at the varsity level. Ooh, that was a nice serve. Aubrey paints the line.
Dive.
Audra paints the line. Score is 5-7.
Audra Bupp and then Aubrey Knack. You get us mixed up. They're both cute as can
they
be.
Are.
So
I know.
So it's really
they're little great defenders, and can't decide who's who. Yep, back row attacker. I think that's what she called. Nope, she called a lift. All right, good job, lady.
7-6 now. Indians are making their comeback here.
She's got that quiet whistle. I think those need to be banned because you can't hardly hear them. I can't even hear it over my earbuds. Audra back to serve. Dig by Tegan over to Aubrey, and Marissa saves it. Nice dig by Aubrey. And Tegan can't quite get to it. It was a great dig by Aubrey. Great dig.
Yeah, just to get it going, it just got too close to the net.
And you know, Tegan, I think, has to break a little bit faster for that ball. And she just was really late getting to it. So Indians down 6-8. Serve receive. Aubrey back set at the 10-foot line. Goes Whitley Rammel to hit.
Off her hand.
She gets a kill. And then she goes back to serve. So Aubrey gets one little chance to catch her breath. And
I remember
Grace comes in
2 years
serve,
ago.
Whitley Rammel back to serve.
You would cringe every time Whitley went back to serve.
I know. And
now.
You know, she worked on it a lot over the spring. She got to play on a club team where she served all the time. Yeah,
she was very decent last year, and she's really good now.
Yeah. It's
I just remember you used to go, every time she'd go back,
I did cringe because of her inconsistency. So outside hit, and it goes to Buppy gets a great dig. Tegan to Marissa, and it goes in the net.
Yep.
I'm not sure what happened with that one. So great dig for Buppy.
Down 9-8.
Yeah, so we've made a nice little comeback. That's what we need.
Yep.
Server C goes to Buppy, to Tegan, to middle hitter to Marissa.
Nice save by Buckeye.
And, nice dig, Buppy, Aubrey. Nice job, Aubrey. She did a great communication with her teammates to let them know she was there. So, then Buckeye Central gets a kill off of Grace's hand. So great play by Aubrey and Audra to keep the ball in play.
Yep.
Buckeye Central gets the point.
They really had a scramble in there, though.
They did. So Marissa
get it controlled here.
To Tegan, back to Lily, getting us a a kill and into the net.
Hit the net and the antenna, and good idea. Just hit it a little off to the side.
Yep.
So we're down 3 now.
Yeah, but that ball's got to be put in on the floor. In bounce. Nice hustle by Buppy. She almost got overpassed, but 3 blockers, and that girl still gets a kill. So Marissa, Lily, and Grace all up on that block, and it still falls on our side.
So did they have their hands turned a little bit, or was it maybe the way she had
they're
a little English
over.
On the
They're just not pushing over the net. Got to get their hands over the net. So Marissa passing at the 10-foot line, and she's got to hit it at the 10-foot line, and they get to hit it at the net. So big difference in play when we're playing at the 10-foot line. So Travis needs to take a timeout. 8-13, Indians down.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here. Indians struggling to just keep the ball at the 10-foot line for our offense. We're down 8-13, struggling to serve receive. Yeah. Our setter is coming off of the net the 10-foot line to serve, to get the ball. Yeah. So
we were right in there. It was 9-8. They've scored 4 straight. They're making us really scramble on that serve.
Yep.
And that's hard to get that ball under control when you're scrambling.
Yeah. So, and our hitter's hitting at the 10-foot line again. And it goes out of bounds. So Marissa hits the ball into the antenna. Point goes to Buckeye Central. Indians down 9-14 or 8-14.
This girl served 5 straight points. Now
Aubrey to Tegan, out to Marissa, who has to tip it over. Outside hitter for them, and they hit it right off the top of Tegan's head. Lily's just a little bit late for that block.
Now they're doing what we usually do, which is get the other team scrambling all over the place, trying to figure out what to do. Trying to get the ball under control, and then they're smashing it at us.
Yep, we're not. They're just working their offense, and we're not. And then Marissa gets a tip kill from the 10-foot line.
Was that a campfire?
That was a campfire.
See, I know some of this. Although I believe that's technically not a term, but that's ours, and we're using it. Okay, let's go.
Yep.
Go, Faith.
Faith can get us some points here. Yep. Can't do that, honey. Can't do that.
What'd she do? Was she in the net?
Well, she called it a lift, but it's not a lift. It's a back row attack. Mm-hmm. So the official doesn't really use her signals correctly, but Faith gets his point nonetheless, 10-16, and they make a nice set. And then, oh, we block it out of bounds. Mm. So Tegan and Grace up there for the block, and it goes out of bounds. So at least we had a wall up there. We just had to turn the hands in a little bit.
Yeah, they must have been out because we were right on the sideline, and it went
16-10, Indians down, short serve. Aubrey, Faith, back set to Grace, who gets blocked, to Faith. Tegan free balls it over. And they have to, nice, easy hit to Aubrey, to Faith, to Marissa, finally. Ooh. Did you see that? Marissa gets an actual set at, the net. So that was huge. And I think if the girls can just realize they got to pass the ball forward a little bit more, we're gonna have a lot more luck at the net with our hitters. So back to serve is Marissa. That brings Mara in the front row. Marissa gets a good, strong, deep serve, and they do a right side attack, and she hits it down the line and gets a kill. So 17-11 in favor of the Buckeye Central.
Come on, girls, we got to get this mojo going here. Got to break the serve, got to get the serve and get them scrambling.
Yep. Marissa to Faith, back set to Grace, who gets a great kill.
Nice.
Great, strong kill. She hit it at the net. She was actually in front of the 10-foot line hitting.
Really nice set.
Yeah, really nice set. So that puts Grace back to serve. That brings Whitley Rammel to the front row with Mara and Tegan. Nice serve by Grace. They get a nice ball to the outside, and she hits it out of bounds.
Yep.
Out of bounds. That's where we want it. Barely out of bounds.
Yeah, it wasn't way out of bounds, but it was out of bounds.
Paying attention because 13-17, Grace just needs to keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Nice serve. Set to the right side, and it gets dumped, and Grace just watches it. Effort to the ball.
Got it up over the...
She's got to be able to see that. Yep. So, in 18-13, Indians down 13-18. A nice serve to Marissa, and then Aubrey saves it. Marissa free balls it over, and then Buckeye Central takes control here, and they can't.
Oh, man.
They make a strange play out of that. So timeout, Travis.
I'm not sure they did that on purpose, but it really worked. They hit it, and it only went about 3 feet from one side of the net to the other, but it went about 20 feet from one side of the court to the other, and just nobody was there because everybody was on the other side.
Yep.
And we'll take a little break here. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kopp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kopp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and Kopp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to schedule your flu vaccine appointment or just stop in. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Okay, we're back. Indians down 13-19. Back to serve, receive Mara, Marissa, and Aubrey. In our front row, we have Whitley, Mara, and Tegan. And Faith is our setter. So Marissa to Faith, back set to Whitley at the 10-foot line again. And she gets a kill on the slide.
Yep. Nice hit.
Yep. Nice, strong hitting off the top of their hands.
They couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. Let's do a bunch of that. Now let's get them scrambling on the serve.
Yeah, 14-19. 14-19, Tegan back to serve. That puts Mara in the front row to be a hitter for us. So Tegan with a nice short serve, and they handle it pretty well. Outside hitter to Marissa, to Tegan. Whitley Rammel free balls it over back deep in the corner, and they make a nice, great play out of it. Aubrey with a phenomenal dig, but it hits the net. Phenomenal dig, but it just hits not the net, but the antenna. So great effort by Aubrey.
Down six.
Yep.
We need to break that momentum.
Yes, we do.
I was hoping to get two or three or four in a row there, so kind of slow that momentum down.
Marissa to Tegan. Oh, Lord, to Mara. No, I wasn't sure what was going on there.
Yep.
Outside to them, and then Marissa and Aubrey watch it.
Yep. Went between them and.
Yep. So 21-14, Indians down to Buckeye Central. Marissa Garkey to Tegan to Whitley Rammel. Gets a nice hit off the outside hit that time. And then she
there we go.
Whitley and Tegan get a bit. Oh, Allison. I missed Allison. When did she come in? Did you see Allison?
No.
Who is
no.
she hitting for, Lily? I think she is Lily, yeah. So big, huge block by Allison.
Yeah.
That's what we needed right there. So up to serve
that
is.
That was great.
That was. Audra. Man, I missed Allison getting in there. Audra gets a great serve. They handle it really well to the outside hitter. She has to just get it over to Audra with a great dig. And then Whitley Rammel gets a great kill. Great set by Tegan.
Another nice
beautiful
set.
Put her right on the network where she needed to be. Okay. And she actually fed it, like, towards the net. That was huge, huge, huge. And I think that's where they've been struggling. They're not setting to their pin. Yep.
We need Audra to get several in a row here.
Yep, yep. Nice. Ooh, Whitley's like, ooh, can't quite do that. So she keeps it in play, and they got a free ball it over. Let's see. Ooh, see if we can. Nope, 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 nope,
tried to
nope.
Tip it. Didn't work.
That ball should not go there.
Okay, 22-16.
Yep.
Buckeye Central serving.
Aubrey to Tegan, back set to Whitley. She has to go get it, and it's a short one, but she gets a nice hit out of it. And then Audra gets a good dig. Aubrey saves it. Tegan's going to free ball it over. And then a nice block by Whitley, Marissa, and Allison. All three of them there hanging. So Whitley Rammel goes back. So that brings Grace in the front row. I'd like to see Grace get used a little bit more this time around.
We need to get three out of Whit,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I agree.
Get that momentum change.
Yes, definitely. If not all.
Yes.
Yep, I agree. So Marissa with the dig. Tegan, ooh.
Oh,
I cannot
baby.
Believe she didn't
call
that. She
was supposed to be set. Yeah, she pushed it a little bit.
I cannot believe she didn't call that.
Yeah.
Back row attack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. Family-friendly company with...
Yep, they're back early from the...
Oh, I like the sound of that commercial. It was just starting to jam. Yeah,
well, you'll get to hear it.
Okay.
We have volleyball to, to attend to.
Indians down, 18-22. Whitley Rammel back to serve.
Get to the music later.
That was a great song.
Oh, baby.
Ace. Big ace by Whitley Rammel. Right off the top of her hand. Sometimes I wonder you're better off letting those go, but I think it would have been, I think it would have landed in. I think that ball was going in. So.
Yep. Well, and they can't take the chance with those
right.
with those dive
That's
serves.
Right.
They've done that a couple of times,
yep.
and it didn't work for them.
Yep. Oh, that one she let go, and it goes out yep. of bounds. Yep. So 23-19, Indians down to Buckeye Central. First pass here. We got Marissa, Audra, and Aubrey back to serve receive. And it's short, and Audra gets it to Tegan, to Whitley, or Whitley, Marissa in the middle. She tips it over. Outside hitter for them, and it goes way out of bounds. No touch, way out of bounds. And Allison subs out, and Faith subs in to be our setter here. Our front row is Grace, Tegan, and Marissa. Nice serve, but they handle it very well. Oh, Aubrey sitting on the line waiting out to Marissa, who just paints it.
There we go.
That's what we got to have. It's a great dig. Aubrey, when she gets those beautiful digs, I mean, what a momentum changer.
Yeah, and Faith has them a little bit scrambling, and that takes their offense away right on off the bat and gives our offense a chance.
Yep, and another great pass by Buckeye Central, and it goes way out of bounds. Their outside hitter is struggling. That's the way we like it.
23-22.
Ooh, we got us a barn burner.
We only need three more.
We do. We do. And Faith, just keep it in and over. And I don't want to jinx her, but in and over, girls.
One at a time.
Yeah, one
just
at a time.
Just need one.
Nice serve, Faith. Oh, it keeps them at the 10-foot line. The setter has to go to the 10-foot line. And she's going to ease it over to Audra, to Faith, out to Marissa at the 10-foot line. She paints it right on the line.
She went cross court. That was beautiful.
Right on the line.
Okay, you're going to get to hear the Cooper Farms commercial because they're taking a timeout.
All right, we'll be back.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace. Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back. Tie ball game, 23-23.
I like it.
I do, too.
And we have the momentum.
We do.
In the serve.
We do. We got Marissa, Grace, Tegan in the front row. Faith back to serve. Great serve. Great serve received by them. Outside hitter gets blocked by Grace, and Tegan gets a good hit. Marissa gets the dig. Grace gets a kill. Yes.
Oh, baby.
Even though she was in the net and nobody saw it, we'll take it.
Set point. See, I definitely didn't see it.
I definitely saw that. But you know what? I'm up here and I'm not officiating, so it doesn't matter.
Set
point. So great serve by set point by the Indians. Great serve by Faith. Free ball to Grace. And she's going to slide back, and she's going to get a great hit. Not quite a kill, but a great hit. So dig by Audra to Faith. Ooh, surprised they let her do that. Back row attack. Not today. Not on her watch. Well, follow. Ooh, get out of the way, line judge. Ooh, she was almost out of the way. Nice hustle. So great attempt at a dig by Aubrey. Just goes way out of bounds. Goes
24-24.
Yep.
Buckeye Central now with a serve. But we got back where, you know, we were down four.
Yep. Tie ball game. So receive Marissa at the 10-foot line to Faith. Marissa's going to hit, and she gets a great. And Grace gets called for a block over the net. So point to Buckeye Central. We need Marissa to get the ball up to the setter here. She's just struggling to get the ball to the setter. Setter's having to come to the 10-foot line.
So
this is it right here. Indians down 24-25. Big side out would be good, and she struggles. Ace serve on Marissa. Indians go down 24-26, but a better match. I thought it was a better match than against Ruchi. So we'll be back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're back here at St. Henry, and Indians go down in the first set here against Buckeye Central. We were down 4 points late and ended up being at 24-24. And Buckeye Central got the next 2 points, so Indians fall 26-24. So do you have any stats or anything you want to throw in there, Diana?
Yeah, I can. I don't have the blocking stats. All I have are digs and hits. Dig-wise, Aubrey led us with 7, and Buppy had 5. And then hit-wise, Whitley has 4 kills, Rissa has 4, and Grace has 3. That's the only thing that is real, you know, obvious here. So that's all I got. So getting ready to start set 2 against Buckeye Central with Grace Guggenbauer back to serve, and he's checking up lineups, and we'll see if we can't get some little bit more momentum going.
Let's do a 3-set match here. We need to win this one.
Yeah. Be ideal if we could win this one.
Yeah, we haven't going into today. I don't think we lost a set.
Right.
And now we've lost 2 against Rushi and 1 against Buckeye Central. And yeah, you know, we played some decent teams. St. Mary's was very good. I think we were. I think National Trail was a little outclassed. Yeah. They couldn't. They didn't. They hadn't seen that that dive serve, and they struggled with that. But they had several really good players, and I think they'll do well down there. But and then St. Mary's was good. Jay County was really good. We had to fight back against them a whole bunch. And Delphus is decent. They're lower end of the MAC, but that's still a. That's still a very good team they have. And so here we go. Grace is getting ready to start it off.
Nice diving serve. Right over the top of Mara's hands. Just
must
misses
have been a
that
tip.
Block. Yep.
Yep.
Definitely a tip and lands on our side of the net. So the first kill goes to the first kill and point goes to Buckeye Central. And there Libero goes back to serve. Back to serve receive Mara, Marissa, Aubrey. So Marissa to Faith, back to Whitley, gets a matching, what do you call that, slide ball. So nice set, nice play.
Really nice back set
and
by
amazing,
Faith.
And it's amazing what you can do when the ball gets to the 10-foot line. And, you know, even just on a serve receive, or I guess gets in front of that 10-foot line on serve receive. So that's huge when you can use all three hitters and make things happen. So Tegan serving. Nice serve by Tegan. Puts them on their toe, their heels. Whitley comes and just gets a major back row attack block, and then a double hit on Buckeye Central. So Tegan gets us another point back behind the line.
Had them scrambling.
They did.
They
did. It was a great call by the official for the double, or the illegal hit. So Tegan, nice serve. And they have to just struggle for a free ball, and they can't get it. So Tegan gets us a serve, or another point, I guess. So Indians up 3-1.
They're struggling with our serve, and that we got them scrambling, and that they can't get that offense lined up right.
Yep. Tegan, another great serve, and they have to go to the back wall, and she can't get it. So great ace by Tegan. Indians up 4-1. Timeout. Buckeye Central will be right back.
This is Chad Guggenbauer with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbauer, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Okay, we're back here. Buckeye Central takes a very early timeout with the Indians with the momentum up 4-1 with Tegan Fullcamp back serving. Whitley Rammel, we actually have Allison Fullcamp hitting our right side for Lily this game. Nice serve by Tegan. They make a great set, and they can't make a play out of it. Or a great pass, but the set goes so wide the hitter can't get to it.
So do you think he called that timeout to stop the momentum or to give him some tips on how to handle that?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's kind of an early timeout, so I'm not sure.
I think he's just trying to stop the momentum.
I mean, he could have been. Stop it quick, I don't know, but it's kind of early, but whatever. Whitley and Allison just make them eat it.
That was nice. That was beautiful.
Yep, that was pretty.
It went up for the block, and it
and
worked.
There's no chance they can play that when it goes down like that. There is no chance. And that's what we needed. Nice serve by Tegan. Great. Oh, Tegan gets a nice play. And, Allison
scrambling.
just blocks it out of bounds, just barely.
About an inch and a half out of bounds.
So good play for the Indians. Scrappy play. Looks like they're starting to get their feet under them a little bit. Yep. I don't know, 6-2, Indians up. Short serve, Aubrey to Tegan. Back set to Mara, who just hits it in the net. Yep. She tries so hard to hit it short. Sometimes she short-arms it. So she just snaps her wrist and forgets she's got to follow through. So I need to have a talk with her after the game. Follow through, kid. Follow through. And she will. Oh, nice play.
Oh, man, that hit the net. Mara digs it.
Oh, and Whitley just takes it out of bounds. So short serve. Mara had to really come and make a diving play out of it. So, and she does. And Whitley just tanks it out of bounds. So 6-4 Indians. Mara. Tegan out to Whitley, hitting at the 10-foot line, and she just stands and puts it in play. Tegan dig Aubrey to Whitley Rammel with the sliding hit.
They're playing it.
Ooh, they hang
it in there.
That was close.
They did a pretty good job of playing it.
They sure did.
And again,
did.
That loose net almost let that one crawl over.
I feel like I want to go down there and tighten that net up.
Yeah. Well, it's same loose on both sides.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Buppy back to serve. She's got a rifle. For no bigger than she is, she's got a rifle. And the ball goes out of bounds. Tegan lets it go. She says, I'm not playing that. I don't want my dig that bad.
Her instinct was to hit it, and she realized where she was and pulled her hands back behind her back.
She did. She's like, I don't think
8-4
so.
Indians.
Buppy back serve with her little hop skipper. Nice serve. They make a great play. Outside hitter, and she just barely gets it over. Aubrey to Whitley.
Nice save by Buckeye Central.
Yep. And Audra to Whitley, and then Marissa rolls it. Oh, Whitley and Marissa are Whitley and Marissa are falling
just
all over
a little
each other.
Tangled up there.
And poor Allison went to hit it, and I think she was so scared she just tanked it out of bounds because it was just a hot mess. So, but we Buckeye Central gets the point. Marissa to Tegan, back to Whitley, and she just tanks that right side. She loves to hit right side when she.
Yep.
Off of the. So she gets a nice hard hit off the top of their hands. Indians up 9-5.
Off the blocker's hands, and.
I'll tell you what, the girls are having fun out there. I mean, they are. Yep. I don't know how to explain this team. They're just happy all the time.
Yep.
Whitley back to serve, and she serves it way out of bounds again. So. Needs to get her head back in the game and keep those serves in.
9-6. We've done pretty well, depending on their server. We've done pretty well on the serve receive. So I'm liking our chances of getting the ball back.
Yeah, we just got to keep that darn serve receive again. It's you know, we're fighting that 10-foot line play. And that was in. Yeah, that was in.
I thought it was out, but. The official was noticeably closer than I am.
For sure, me too. So the ball goes in. Indians are going to have
almost hit her on the foot. So
buckle down here, 9-7. 9-7, they're still up.
Yeah,
but
don't let them get the momentum.
All right, we got to buckle down here. So Marissa to Tegan, out of grace. Nice hit. And then they have to hit middle, and that one definitely goes out of bounds. Buppy says, I'm done. I don't want to play that one. So Allison steps out. Faith comes back in to serve.
10-7 Indians.
Allison came in and played pretty good front row, getting some touches on balls that we need, so that was huge. So Faith gets a nice serve. They're coming to the 10-foot line, but they still make a good play, and it goes way out of bounds on the hitter. So Indians get another point up 11-7. Faith Wendell back to serve.
And no pun intended, but I have faith in Faith, getting at least three, and she put one out of bounds.
You didn't even get the whole sentence out.
I didn't get the whole sentence out, and she proved me wrong.
Yep. So she serves it out of the basketball court, I believe, on that one. So serve receive goes to Aubrey, to Faith, out to Tegan, who pounds it.
Oh, that was
absolutely
a good one.
Pounds it. That's what we got to see.
Yep.
Right off the top of their hands, I tell you what, she's a great left side hitter. Great left side hitter. I like her out there a lot.
Well, let's see. We have her on the left and put Whitley on the right.
Yeah, we could do that. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. Indians up 12-8. Nice serve by Marissa, and they struggle to make a play out of it. We'll see if they can. Marissa gets a dig to Faith. Ooh, and Mara has to really reach to get that one. Off of Grace's hands, right on Grace and Tegan's block. So Buckeye Central gets the point. Indians still up 12-9, but it just seems like Buckeye Central just keeps wanting to hang around. And I just want to put them away.
Yes.
It's just not happening.
Let's get a good serve receive here again, girls.
Yeah, serve receive's got to get up to that net. So we'll see. They can just serve it into the net. That's even better. She's another lefty. I didn't realize that. I wasn't paying much attention, but they have two lefties over there. So Grace Kugelbiller goes back to serve. That puts Whitley in the front row with Mara and Tegan. And then, back row attacker. Thank you. She called it. I was helping her from here. It's like, pull it.
I don't even know what that means, but I absolutely know you know what you're talking about. And I believe you with no doubts at all.
One of these days I'm going to officiate a varsity match and just be overwhelmed. I just know. Oh, Marissa gets a great dig. Just can't quite keep it in play. And I thought that could have been a throw by the other, by that girl. Sometimes when you take that ball from one half of the body to the other, that technically is a carry. But a lot of officials don't call that. I don't know why. But serve received to Marissa. She gets it to Aubrey. And then Mara gets a nice hit. And then Whitley.
Oh, man, that was nice.
I don't know if that's a block or if that's a kill.
That was a back and forth at the net. They hit it to us. We hit it to them. They hit it to us in less than a second.
I'm just going to give her a kill for
Whitley
that.
Flipped it back over their heads to the back inbounds behind them. 15-10 Indians.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was. So Tegan back to serve. Indians up 15-10. Oh, nice dig by Tegan.
Great.
Nice. And Aubrey sets it to Mara, who puts it in play. That's what we like. Not a great set, but puts it in play. That was in.
Yep.
We got to stab it. Hands up. Look, I'm coaching Tegan from the radio. Hands up, Tegan. I don't think she saw me. She's not looking.
You'd think she'd be spending her time on the court looking at you.
I think they all should. 15-11, Indians. Nice serve receive, Marissa. Not really. Whitley has to down ball it from the 10-foot line. She drops her elbow and Terry dactyls it. Or no, T-Rexes it.
Whitley, that's okay.
We just got to get the ball
15-12,
up to our setter.
Let them have 2 points here. We got to get the mojo back.
Yep.
And they both were thinking the other one was going to get it. Tegan came up and went past it so that Aubrey could get it, and Aubrey didn't know she was doing that. So we gave him a point there.
And she should know, because Tegan's got to get up there and serve, or get up and run the offense. So that's her ball regardless, no matter what, that she's got to go get it. Indians up 15-13. Serve receive, Marissa.
Here we go, nice set.
Out to Whitley. Way out.
Big hit. But
yeah.
And it was a pretty nice set.
Yep.
Indians up one now, 15-14.
Yeah, we got to buckle down here. In, Mara. Tegan to Whitley. She gets just a good touch block by the other team. And then Aubrey to Tegan, and Mara's going to hit it at the 10-foot line. And then a dig by Allison, Tegan, Mara. Oh, that was pretty.
Tapped it over
but
that.
They're
work.
Right there for it. Out. Nice play. Nice play by Allison. Come in there and take that dig. That was
finally
beautiful.
Broke their serve.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's what we needed. 16-14 Indians up. Buppy back to serve. Mara takes a seat.
Yeah, they got four straight on us. We need to turn back around and get four back.
That's right.
And she's the person to do it.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Oh, she called that out. That was in.
Yeah, it looked like it. I don't know. I'm not there. I can't see it. But
nope.
Indians lose that one. So 16-15. Indians still hanging on by a thread here. We just need to buckle down. Audra, Tegan to Whitley. Buff Audra to Whitley.
Big block
by Whitley. Dig by Marissa. Allison to Whitley.
Wow.
Jeez.
Kind of short-armed that one. Kind of handcuffed her.
Go!
And that one's in. We're tied at 16.
Yep. Just we're watching too much.
I'm just sitting there amazed at you calling the game and writing the stats down while you're talking.
Well, you know, I can multitask quite a bit. So up to Marissa with a good set. And she hits it into their hands, and it goes out of bounds. So Marissa gets a kill. That's a nice little play. Again, Grace Guggenberg comes up, puts Whitley back at the service line, scores 17-16. See if she can get us a few points and get us in some lead here. It's a nice serve by Whitley Rammel, and they struggle with the serve receive. And then Grace takes the free ball to Tegan, and oh, my goodness.
She carried that one, didn't she?
Yeah, there's the carry I was talking about.
Yep.
That probably needs to go to our four ball.
Yeah, that needed to be a little higher, but they were, anyway, 17-17, and they're serving to us. We need to win this one to make it a three-set match.
Marissa. Tegan lets the ball go. She's got to go get that. Get that. So service ace, and ends down now, 17-18. And Aubrey to Tegan, out to Grace, who tanks it out of bounds.
Yep. Man.
And ends down 17-19.
They outscored us 9-2 here.
Timeout. Grace or Travis, we'll be right back. Oh.
My computer decided not to work right now. So
that means we got to talk for this minute.
Yeah, we could sing the Cooper's More Than a Workplace song.
We could, but I don't know it. I have to listen to it a couple more times. So Indians have made a huge swing to now down being down by two.
Yeah, we were up 15-10.
Yeah, now
they got four, we got one, they got two, and just kind of went back and forth. But we had them. And we had the momentum on our side and just didn't quite get there. We need to really pick it up. Yep. We lost the first set 26-25. We need to win this one. They play three-set matches in the Invitationals.
Yep.
So we need to get this one.
We need to buckle down. Serve received to Marissa at the 10-foot line. Out to good hit by Marissa. And then outside hit and blocked off the hands of Allison and Grace. So another point goes to Buckeye Central, 17-20. Indians are down. We need to step up our game a little bit here.
They've gotten four in a row from us.
And short serve, Aubrey just puts it over. And the overpass, and Travis wants a timeout.
That was a nice set from us for their hitter. So
maybe we'll be right back. Depends.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get the commercial to play this time.
Labor Day weekend is a great time for a cookout, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your party. They have great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. Flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound. And New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound. And ground chuck is just $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. Also, they have brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. And don't forget the chips, dips, vegetables, potato salad, pop, beer, and...
Buckle down!
Oh, that was me screaming. Yes. Buckle down. Sorry about that.
Knee down, okay.
17-21. Marissa to Tegan. Marissa has to free ball it over. Starts with a serve receive, and we are really struggling with that serve receive. Ball's right off the top of Marissa's hands. Indians down 22-17. I think we're just struggling with serve receive. It's not a hard serve. Teagan to Grace. Oh, goodness sakes, and she tips it. Easy play for them. And we blocked it out of bounds, I think. Must have hit the net off of the block.
Yeah,
or
right,
hit the antenna off the
probably.
Block.
Yep. 23-17. We were up 15-10.
Yeah, we sure were. They served it in the net, thank goodness. Okay, Faith, we need your little spark here.
Well, I'm going to say it again. I have faith in Faith.
Amen. Faith in Faith. So that puts Marissa, Tegan, and Grace in the front row. And Faith is going to run the offense, see what she can do for us. Oh.
Just drop one in
short.
The
yep.
campfire.
24
this will be match point.
Match point.
24-18. We need a huge comeback to make this go three sets.
Out. Yep. All right.
New life.
19-24.
We need
Mara
seven in a row.
Comes in for Buppy.
We need six for sure. Or five for sure to to get us tied to make it.
Just stay consistent here, Marissa. Stay consistent. That's all
one
we need.
One at a time.
Tip. Marissa or Faith gets the dig out to Tegan. And Mara gets a good play on the ball. Aubrey, great dig. Aubrey back to Tegan, who gets a mash.
Nice. Puts it in that back corner.
Yep, that's what we need. That was a pretty play.
Okay, let's get it going.
First pretty play I've seen in a while.
One at a time, Marissa.
Yep. Serve, nice serve by Faith. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Faith with a dig. Another dig. Grace has to, I don't know what happened there. Yep. Oh, there goes the point. 25. Yep. Indians go down 20-25.
Okay, we'll be back. We'll look a little bit of the stats and stuff, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here at St. Henry and where the Indians go down to defeat 24-25-19, I believe it was, in that last set. We lost two sets to Buckeye Central. Also lost two sets to Rushi earlier. And today so far hasn't gone the way we want. We're getting ready to go over to the big gym and play St. Henry. Not sure how they did against Rushi, but
I'm saying they're done already. I'm saying they got beaten too. I would say they got
so
beaten
you
too.
Got two mad
but we'll
Mac,
see
we got two mad Mac teams.
This could be a battle.
it's gonna be two of them that are two two Mac monsters that are not very happy.
They're just mad.
Do you have any stats we want to talk about? Anything really stand out?
Nothing that really stands out. I mean, okay. Whitley had 7 kills. Mm-hmm. Marissa had 5. Grace had 3.
Yep.
And Tegan had 3 as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. Diggs, Aubrey had 7, and Audra had 6.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, 2 blocks by Whitley and 2 blocks by Allison. So
yeah, so we had spots in there where we looked really good, and mm-hmm. then we didn't.
So I think Travis is learning some things today, though. So I'm glad it's getting done early.
Yeah, and it's non-league. So
yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're going to go back to the studio for a little bit here. Then we'll be picking up the WCSM coverage of the Fort Recovery St. Henry match. Okay, so we'll.
Thanks for listening.
Yep, we appreciate it.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.